This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iran's parliament is set to hold a special session as soon as Sunday to discuss the anti-government protests that began December 28th and continued through this week. Iran's ISNA news agency reported that Iran's interior minister, head of intelligence, and security council chief are all expected to attend. On the agenda are discussions to talk about the root of the protest, as well as legal help for protesters jailed during the demonstrations. At least 20 people have been died in the protest, and more than 1,000 have been arrested. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to decide next week whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran that were suspended under the 2015 international deal on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his mental and intellectual abilities, labeling himself a genius, unlike his former Democratic presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton.
Well, only because I went to the best colleges for college. I had a situation where I was a very excellent student, came out, made billions and billions of dollars, became one of the top business people, went to television, and for 10 years was a tremendous success, as you probably have heard. Ran for president one time and won.
And also, Mr. Trump comments as he fends off criticism of his first year in office, outlined in a new book, Fire and Fury, written by author Michael Wolff. The book was released Friday and portrays the first year of the Trump presidency as one in shambles, and the president is childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump reiterated Saturday he will not support legislation that protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation unless it includes funding for border wall and eliminates the visa lottery program and the extended family-based immigration process. Mr. Trump's comments were made as he met with Republican lawmakers and members of his cabinet to establish the administration's 2018 legislative priorities and devise a strategy for midterm elections in November. They are gathered at Camp David Presidential Retreat in Maryland. The president says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics and promise the United States will take part at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
And during a news conference from the Camp David presidential retreat, the president also said that he had spoken with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who thanked him very much for his tough stance. North Korea on Friday accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks in the upcoming Olympic Games to take place Tuesday, January 9th. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to three island nations for 3 days, citing illegal trafficking of goods. Maduro made the declaration late Friday. In a televised appearance, he said that the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao have been running black markets by taking gold, diamonds, copper, and food products from Venezuela and selling them illegally. The Caribbean islands, known as the ABC Islands, because of their first initials, are a short distance from Venezuela's northern coast. They are popular landing sites for Venezuelans fleeing the country's food shortages. China's Ministry of Transport said Sunday that 32 crew members of an oil tanker are still missing after the vessel collided with the bulk freighter. Maritime officials say that 30 Iranians and 2 Bangladeshis on the tanker were unaccounted after the collision Saturday off China's east coast. That tanker was sailing from Iran to South Korea. The ministry says that the tanker was completely lost to fire. Authorities also say that 21 crew members of the freighter, all Chinese nationals, have been rescued. The ministry says that Panama-registered oil tanker and the Hong Kong-registered bulk freighter collided about 300 kilometers east of Shanghai. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA.